And I'll even give you an agenda.
Thank you.
Not only is the lady's not prepared, well,
this is usually where Mr. Wheatley asks if we can get anyone anything.
Anything, like a watch.
Such as a watch.
I stand corrected, gentlemen. Today is not my day.
What I need is a parking space.
Well.
That's why I got to get down 30 minutes or less before I get a ticket.
So far, all I've managed to do this afternoon is make a flaming patoot out of myself anyway, so. And I'd be 10 minutes late here on top of that.
Did you turn your cell phone off, Mr. Chairman?
Another 5 minutes, we'd be gone.
Because if your cell phone rings and you've been late, you're really going to.
I know. I better turn that off. I think maybe I already did. Okay, our next item is a conditional use number 1896, Timothy S. Miller, amended condition.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval. This conditional use was approved for a malt storage, processing, and sales business. It was approved by the council August 2nd of this year with 11 conditions. One of the conditions stated that there shall be no grinding, processing, or malt storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. And the area set aside for the grinding and processing shall be shown on the final site plan. Mr. Miller is requesting that the condition be amended that there be no grinding or processing or malt storage within 300 feet of lands now or formerly owned by Teresa Kroll. That's the only change he has shown on the site plan that I sent you. The 300-foot boundary from all property lines overlaps, and he doesn't feel that he would have enough room to successfully run this operation. If you did amend the condition, you could grant preliminary site plan approval and final to be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And he has all the conditions noted. During the public hearing, I think Mrs. Kroll, which is now Mrs. Wilkerson, I think she was the only one that was opposed to the use. So he would still maintain the 300-foot setback for his operations from her property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 300-foot overlap, right?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't anywhere in a certain area that couldn't do anything, period, because of the overlap.
Yeah. This was a gentleman that unfortunately had admitted that the property where the signage was, we felt that we had a denying first because it was posted on his property, but it wasn't the subject of the conditional use. So Mr. Miller owns this property. And I think with him being a surveyor, he's aware. You know, to me, if he ever sold this property off, the next buyer would be knowing that they would be buying very close to the malt storage. So I to me, it makes perfectly good sense. He's just trying to tidy this up because he does own that land next door. Anybody have any particular heartburn with it? Mr. Chairman, my motion regarding conditional use number 1896, Timothy S. Miller, is to amend condition D to now read, there shall be no grinding, processing, or malt storage within 300 feet of lands of Teresa W. Cole. Now or formerly Teresa W. Cole, a.k.a. Wilkerson.
And do you also want to approve this as a preliminary subject to?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. What Mr. Ross said, yes.
Approved as a preliminary subject.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Amending the condition and approving as a preliminary subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Sorry.
And you're expecting me to repeat that?
No.
No.
Just say listen, I got it covered. It's been moved and seconded to approve an amended condition for CU number 1896, Timothy S. Miller, as stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.